You are listening to Soccer in 20, the show where we are going to run through the Champions League final. But while we do it, we are going to educate you guys on all of the possible soccer markets. So a much needed tutorial. If you haven't listened to part one, make sure you go and check out part one. This is part two. This will be the final part where we run through all the markets and we will use the PSG versus Bayern Munich game to do so. Before we do that, let's have a quick recap. Let's pick up where we left off from the last show, which was the breakdown of the Europa League final and the Champions League final. And let's look at the two teams involved in today's Champions League final, Bayern Munich and PSG. Bayern Munich have won each of their last 20 competitive matches and have remained unbeaten since the start of December. All 10 of their Champions League games this season have ended in victory, with a monumental tally of 42 goals being scored across these fixtures. This incredible run of form has already led Bayern to a domestic double, and they'll now be looking to replicate the squad of 2012 and 2013 as they look for yet another historical treble. PSG propelled themselves one step closer to their number one goal last week with a convincing performance against RB Leipzig, hammering the young German team 3-0 to send the Parisians to their first ever Champions League final. This followed on from a late comeback in their 2-1 win over Atalanta, where they advanced with two late injury time goals. The mega-rich League One club have assembled one of the most expensive squads in football, boasting a £350 million attacking duo in Kylian Mbappe and Neymar, whilst in contrast, not a single member of Bayern's semi-final starting lineup cost more than £30 million. For my pick for this game, I've gone for over 2.5 goals and both teams to score. PSG have averaged 2.5 goals a game in this season's competition and have scored 34 consecutive Champions League fixtures. Meanwhile, Bayern Munich have netted 42 times in the Champions League this season, scoring exactly 3 goals in 5 of their 10 Champions League games. With the players on show, aided by several key mismatches around the pitch, such as Mbappe versus the Bayern Munich high line and Gnabry versus Wembanyama on the right, we are virtually guaranteed to see goals. So there you go, that brings you up to speed with what we picked over at the show where we previewed the Europa League final and the Champions League final. So we're going to run through all of the odds here, starting with the full-time result market. Paris Saint-Germain are the 11-5 underdogs to win this game. It's 31-10 on the draw and it's even money on Bayern Munich. Now, you can eliminate the draw and you can go to the pick market. Over here, it's labelled as draw no bet. And PSG are available at 11-8 with Bayern Munich available at 8-15. In this situation, if the game is a draw, it's a push. So you're basically betting on one team to win with the draw being a push. In this particular game, you have a lift the trophy market. This is who ends up winning the Champions League. It can be under any circumstances. PSG are 13-10 to do so. That's come in a little bit from when they were 6-4. And Bayern Munich are available at 8-13. So there has been a bit of money on PSG since we did the last show. You can bet on the specific method of victory. The 90-minute markets are just the same as the moneyline markets we already covered. PSG are available at 12-1 to win this game in extra time. Bayern Munich at 10-1. And both teams are available at 16-1 to win this game on penalties. The double chance market, this is where you get to pick two outcomes in one bet. So the first outcome is PSG to win or the draw. So if it's a draw or if PSG win, you win this bet, and this bet is available at 8-11. You can take the draw or Bayern Munich to win, and that's available at 4-11. Or you can take either team to win, so you're basically betting on it not being a draw, which is risky in this game, especially when you are getting 2-9. Moving on to the winner and both teams to score market. So you can take PSG to win and both teams to score in this game, which is available at 7-2. You can take Bayern Munich to win and both teams to score, which is available at 23-10. You can take the draw on both teams to score, which is available at 7-2. You can also take a team to win and the other team not to score. This can be bet as to win to nil, which is often how I use it. Or you can take the team to win and both teams to score, no. So PSG and both teams to score, no, is available at 7-1. Bayern Munich and both teams to score, no, is available at 4-1. And the draw with both teams not scoring is at 25-1 because that is a 0-0 draw. From there, we will move on to the scorelines. We talked about the 0-0 draw being 25-1. The 1-1 draw is 8-1. The 2-2 draw is 10-1. The 3-3 draw is 25-1. And a 4-4 draw is at 80-1. Not beyond the realms of possibility in this game. PSG to win 1-0 is available at 18-1. 2-0, 20-1. 2-1, 11-1, 3-0, 33-1, 3-1, 20-1, 3-2, 20-1, and 4-0 is available at 50-1. These are only for 90 minutes, so if it ends up being 3-2 after extra time, you do not win this bet. This is 90 minutes only. Moving on to the buy-in prices, 1-0 is at 14-1, 2-0 is it also at 14-1, 2-1 is at 17-2, 3-0 is at 20-1, 3-1. Is at 12-1, 3-2 is at 16-1, 4-0 is at 33-1, 4-1 is at 25-1, 4-2, 28-1, 4-3, 40-1, 5-0 is at 50-1. Moving on to the half-time, full-time market. Now, PSG is available at 4-1. What this means is that PSG needs to be winning the game at half-time and they need to be winning the game at full-time. PSG and a draw means that PSG needs to be winning at halftime, but the game needs to end up being a draw. PSG and Bayern Munich means that PSG were winning at halftime, but Bayern Munich went on to win the game. That's available at 18-1. Draw in PSG means a draw at halftime and PSG winning the game in the end. That's at 7-1. Draw means a halftime result was a draw and a final result was a draw. That's at 13-2. Draw and then Bayern Munich means it's a draw at halftime and Bayern Munich end up winning. It's 5-1. Bayern Munich and PSG means that Bayern Munich go in at halftime leading, but PSG end up winning the game. That's at 22-1. That's the biggest price. Bayern Munich and draw is Bayern to be winning at halftime, but the game ends up as a draw. That's 12-1. And Bayern Munich means that Bayern Munich are winning at halftime and they win the game. This does not mean that Bayern Munich need to win the first half and the second half. That is a completely separate market. That is called to win both halves. So they would need to win the first half and they would need to win the second half as well. It is a completely different market. So we'll look at that market while we're talking about it. It's not really the order that I would run in terms of importance, but as we're speaking about the market already, we will cover it here. Bayern Munich to win both halves is available at 9-2. This would mean something like they end up winning the game 2-0, but the halftime score was 1-0. And then the final score was 2-0. That means they actually won both halves. That is not the same as half-time, full-time. PSG in the same market is available at 10-1. You can also get to score in both halves. That just simply means what it says. The teams need to score goals in both halves. So PSG are available at 9-4 to score in both the halves. And Bayern Munich are available at 11-8 to score in both of the halves. The both teams to score market sees yes at 2-5 and no at 7-4. This simply means that both teams need to score over the course of the game. And obviously we fancy that because our tip was both teams to score and over 2.5 goals. We'll get to the over-unders shortly. Both teams to score in the first half is available at 9-4 yes and 1-3 no. There's great value there because it's very conceivable that both teams could score in the first half. Both teams to score in the second half is slightly shorter. It's 5-4 yes and it's 4-7 on no. You can actually take both teams to score in both halves. So that would mean this game would finish up at least 2-2. And yes is available here at 13-2, and no is available at 6-5. So no and no would mean that in neither half, both teams score. So it would be something like Bayern Munich going in at halftime, one up, and the game finishes 1-1. That would cash your no and no. Yes and yes would mean the halftime scores 1-1 and the full-time scores 2-2, which means that both teams have scored in both halves of the game. Moving on to those over-unders, they are called Asian goal line markets, and this is where things may start to get a little bit confusing. The over 2.5 goals is relatively simple here because it's the general overprice, because the normal way that things are priced up is over 2.5, over 3.5, over 4.5, etc. But the Asian goal lines give you all these middle odds, and I'm going to explain to you what they mean. Over 2.5 simply means that there needs to be three goals in the game for you to cash, and that's available at 2-5. Then you have here 2.5-3.0, and often this is listed as 2.75. What you need here is four goals to fully cash and three goals to win half of the profit. If you end up with two goals here, you will lose this bet. But if you end up with three, you get half of the profit. That's different to where you get three here in the market, because where it says 3.0, that means you push on a three. So you don't get half a win. You only get the win at four. And in this particular game, that is available at 3-5. So at 3-5, you're getting the three. So as I said, that pushes on three and wins at four. 3.0-3.5, listed sometimes as 3.25. That's available at 4-5. In this one, you again need the four goals. However, if you get three goals, you don't fully push, you half push. So you get half your money back. So for a £100 stake, if the game ends up being 2-1, you don't fully lose your £100. You get £50 back because there were three goals in this game. 3.5-4, sometimes listed as 3.75, which in this game is available at 7-5. But this one, you need five goals to fully cash. It's the same as the 2.75 that we already covered. If you get four goals in this one, it's a half win. And if you get five goals, you fully cash. If you get three goals, you end up losing this bet. And this will continue on. And obviously, the odds will get bigger and bigger. And that is simply the Asian goal line market. Obviously, the unders work the opposite way. So if you took the under on this game, we're going to use just between 2.5 and 3.5. So we'll start with 2.5. As we know, this is available at 7-4. So you need for there to be less than three goals to cash this. So two goals will win this bet. Three goals will lose this bet. 2.5-3, listed sometimes as 2.75. If there are three goals in this game, you lose half of your money if you take this under. You only win if there are two, but unlike 2.5, you do get half of your money back. If there are three goals in this game and you've taken under three, it ends up being a push. You win on two. 3.0 and 3.5, listed as 3.25, this is half a win if there ends up being three goals in this game. So if it's 2-1 or 3-0, you win half your money here if you took 3.25. And then, of course, 3.5 is simple. You lose on four, you win on 1, 2, 3, or 0. So that explains the Asian goal line markets. We're now going to move on to the Asian handicap markets here. So often you'll see zero. Zero is basically just a pick, and you will end up getting the pick prices here. If you want to take zero to plus 0.5, sometimes listed as 0.25, what that means is that if the game ends up being a draw, then you end up getting half of your money back. So it's between taking a pick and then taking the full money line. The full money line will be listed as 0.5. So if we look at the prices in this game, the pick price, as we know, for Paris Saint-Germain now is available at 6-5. Paris Saint-Germain with minus 2.5 is available at 17-10, and of course The 0.5 is the money line price that we covered at the start of the show. And it works the same way here for Bayern Munich as well. Except on this occasion, we are going to go the other way and we are going to look at the possibility that this game ends up being a big score in favour of one of the teams. And as Bayern Munich are a team that have already beaten Barcelona 8-2, we'll look at things the other way. So we know what the price is for Bayern Munich on the pick market. Bayern Munich minus 0.25, which means that you get half your money back if it's a draw, but you lose half your money. That's available at 4-5. 0.75 here, that's available at 13-10. And what that means is that you win half your money if Bayern Munich win this game, but you need to win by two goals in order to cash fully. Minus one, which is available at 17-10, that pushes if Bayern Munich win by one goal. So you need to win by two to fully win. Minus one dash minus 1.5, sometimes listed as minus 1.25. In that one, if Bayern Munich win by one goal, it's half a loss instead. So you need here to win by two goals. And then the minus 1.5, if they win by one goal, you lose. So they need to win by two or more for you to cash. And this is the most common Asian handicap line that we give out. And PSG in this market are available at 5-1. So you've got Bayern Munich at 5-2, but PSG at 5-1. So even though these odds have tightened up, the books are still expecting Bayern Munich to win, especially if someone wins convincingly. The books are leaning towards that being Bayern Munich, obviously on the basis that they've already stuffed Barcelona 8-2 and obviously came through convincingly in every game so far. And we already talked about the amount of goals that Bayern Munich have already scored in this competition this season. We are going to close out with the goal scorers, and as I'm expecting to be plenty of goals in this game, it's a fitting way to end. You can bet on the first goal scorer, you can bet on the last goal scorer, and you can bet on the anytime goal scorer. But once again, this only counts over the 90-minute period. So first of all, you have Robert Lewandowski. He is available at 11-4 to open a scoring. He's 11-4 to score the last goal. And he's 4-6 to score any time in this game. I think that's a certainty for me. Same goes for this player, Kylian Mbappe. 5-1 first goal, 5-1 last goal, and 6-5 plus 120 to score any time in this game. I think he's highly likely to break through and punish this Bayern Munich high press and get himself on the score sheet in this game. Up next, you have Neymar. 6-1 first goal, 6-1 last goal, and 7-5 to score any time in this game. Mario Icardi, so as you can see, it's loaded with PSG players at the start. He's 13-2 first goal, 13-2 last goal, and 6-4 to score any time. Serge Gnabry, he's exactly the same prices as Icardi. 13-2, 13-2, and 6-4 to score any time. Thomas Müller represents some good value. He's 17-2, 17-2, and 21-10 anytime. And Philip Coutinho is one I want to mention because I want to explain something here. He's 8-1, 8-1, and 2-1 anytime. If he doesn't start this game, which I don't think he will, your bet is voided. So that's very important here in the goal scorer markets. These players must start for this bet to count. So if you can bet on a goal scorer market, sometimes it is worth taking a chance on a player like Philip Coutinho, because if he starts, he obviously represents decent value to score the first goal, last goal, or at any time. But if he doesn't play, you don't need to worry about that risk because the bet will end up being voided. So they are the key markets here. I've been meaning to do this show for a long time. It's going to remain on the feed permanently, so you can use it as a reference tool. Part one and part two are going to remain there, so hopefully you guys can go back and listen to them anytime you're confused, especially about those Asian markets, the Asian goal lines and the Asian handicaps. But of course, you can always hit me up at SGPEPL and ask me any questions, or you can sign up to my website, lockbetting.com, especially if you go for the top package. You have 24/7 access to me via my WhatsApp group. That's it from me. Enjoy the Champions League final. Good luck with all of your bets as always, and thanks for listening.